All right, here we go. Just going to take the time to let all that mental stimulation just kind of percolate. And start using your breath to come back into your entire body. No effort. No, this is the opposite of effort, actually. For you to come back into the space of your being is to stop making an effort to focus. So just let go. You use your exhale to let go. Just, from that central line of energy that connects you all the way up to God and all the way down to the core of the earth. You just come back to being aware of all of it at once. There's that central line. There's your physical body. Skin as the boundary. There's the flow of all the subtle bodies that comes out of the central line and forms your entire aura. Feeling the boundary of your aura. Feeling all the space and the energy between the boundary of your aura and the boundary of your skin. And feeling all the energy from the central line into the physical body, into the auric body. You're just feeling all of it. Not focusing on one thing. All right. And we're going to do this nice and slow. I want you to imagine that you have a big ball of energy above your head. It's pure consciousness, your pure consciousness. And we're just going to slowly bring this down into the body. Bringing it into the head. It's nice and slow. It's just coming in through the brain structure, through the throat, and it arrives at the base of the throat, and the ball gets bigger so that it can include the entire torso, chest, shoulders. Is slowly, slowly, slowly going down. And as it goes down, it's not like it empties out the place it was before. It's just filling it all up. So the head is full of your consciousness as the ball keeps going down, the sphere. This energy in here is here I am. Here I am. If you want to give it a color, a nice light rose, Maybe a little bit of gold moving around in it. The color of love. Here I am. Letting that sphere of light that got bigger once we passed the shoulders slowly come down, fills the chest, comes down towards the digestive organs, pancreas, spleen, liver, intestines. Of course, the arms are included as it goes down. Feeling all the arms get filled up too, as this big sphere goes past your waistline into your hips. I am here. I am. You bring that consciousness of I am into all of the body. We go deeper down the legs, nice and slowly. Down the legs towards the knees. Down the lower legs. All the way to the feet. Okay, let's just stay here for a second. We'll keep working with this ball of light. But for now, just bring the attention to the entire body. Now filled, nurtured by your consciousness. I am here. I want you to feel that there's energy. It's almost like beams of light that come out of your heels, the talons. And it goes deep into the earth. And we're going to start bringing this ball of light down below the earth. Below the earth, we're going deep into the earth. Everywhere we've been with the sphere is now fully connected. And we go down, down, feel the heels more and more. Your deep willingness and desire to be incarnated, to be on this planet. Bringing that sphere, that ball of light, all the way down. All the way into the core of the earth. All the way. All the way down. You can imagine that the effect of having used this sphere of light and brought it all the way down to the core of the earth, it's like it creates a tube, a light formed tube in which all of your body is, and beyond that, in which all of your energy comes down into the center of the earth. A pillar, basically. I don't know if you noticed that, but I'm already having core star activations happen just because we're doing this. So first things first, You are deeply grounded in the core of the earth. You are safe. You are enough. You are good. You are free. You are light embodied. Divine essence is always flowing because it is deep within you. Of course, you're plugged in all the way to the heart of God, but more importantly, within your deep, deep core is the essence of God. Is the God essence that is individuated as the unique light frequency that you are. So that God essence is already within you. Allow the core of the earth and your core star, about 3 centimeters/1 inch above your belly button. Allow them to become deeply harmonized. They both have a pulsation. They are both fed by the eternal divine God essence, the eternal creative energy. Feel how that makes your feet feel. Woo! As you go deeper and deeper and deeper into yourself and feel that core star and its pulsation, the eternal pure essence that you are. This core essence is what we want to bring through and connect to all parts of ourselves. That core essence deep within you simply shines out. It shines out in this ever-expanding desire to create and to then bring the creations back in to create more individuated God essence. There's nothing you need to do for that to happen. It is eternal. It is the heart of God. It is the heart of creation. It never ends. It is eternal. There's nothing you need to hold up or hold in or hold on or hold out. There's nothing you need to push or pull or stop or allow. It all is constantly alive. You can rest. That is the deepest message for our defense structures. Thank you so much for all the work you have done to protect me from the belief system I had that made me believe I wasn't safe in the world. As we let go of these negative belief systems and come back to the unity and the goodness of life, we can slowly let these defense structures go. We can slowly bring love to them. So imagining that from that deep core star, deep, deep inside of yourself, we can just well up its energy. We can offer it to that defense structure, to that combination of defense structure that we have. Thank you. Because you know what? You created that. It is a creation. And your intention was good. You were defending yourself from a negative belief system. And now we come back home and we realize I am individuated God essence. I am eternal. I am indestructible. Letting that core star energy flow. Imagine that you can like flow it in. You like you're flowing it up into the central line, and then you can actually offer it to your energetic aura, to your energetic system. You flow it up into your heart. And through there, when you exhale, you expand that core star energy through the central line so that it can feed all the energy centers. If you need to, you can concentrate on the lower or the upper, or you can just decide that you can flow it everywhere. Inhaling that core star energy into the heart chakra. Exhaling, bringing it up and down the core, the straight line, through the individual energy centers, through the plexus and the throat, through the sacral and the third eye, through the root and the crown. Inhaling that. Understand, I'm using inhales and exhales, but understand that it's happening. You don't need to make it happen. We're just using that as directional tools. You don't need to pull it up, push it in. You don't need to do anything. Just feel that it flows. So have fun using the breath if you want to, or kind of sit back and become aware that that core star energy flows up into the heart center and then expands through the central line, flows through each of the energy centers, through the front and the back of each chakra, through the top and the bottom of the root and the crown chakras, and it expands throughout the subtle bodies, throughout the aura, just let yourself feel all that going on. Feel all that going on. It's all happening without you needing to consciously make it happen. It's actually always happening. It's just what we're doing right now is through intention, we are allowing it to flow without being hindered by subconscious defense structures. When you show up consciously and you allow energy to flow, you allow yourself to feel where it seems to have a little bit more difficulty flowing, and you just lovingly flow it through. That is you embodying more and more of your essence. That is you allowing your core star to express its light, its creative energy through all of the structures within you. The earth does this all the time too. The earth's core is a core star as well. And it beams out. It offers everything we need. It is the mother. Feel that core star of the earth and your core star. They pulsate together. They feed everything within them. Just as the core star of the earth feeds everything that allows you to have a body, your core star within you feeds all the levels and layers that you're made of. Imagine that you can feel how the core star energy of the core of the earth shines all the way to that first boundary, which is where the earth ends and the sky starts. That's the equivalent of your skin. That's the physical boundary. The same way your core star feeds and flows through all of your physical body, the core star energy of the earth flows through all the structures that lead up to the physical. And of course, we're going to go beyond this. Because the earth doesn't end at the physical level. Then there's the atmosphere and the collective unconscious, and all these other subtle layers that compose its higher field, just as you have an aura that is composed of multiple fields, multiple layers. Feeling this as a vast organism. That you're part of. Core star at the core of the earth shines forth through the physical boundary and then beyond into the subtle boundaries. Just as your core star flows into all of your physical body, flows through the boundary of your skin, and then flows out even further. Practice this non-localized attention of feeling your core, the core of the earth, your skin, the physical boundary of the earth, and all the space of your aura, and all what we call the atmosphere of the earth. Feeling these boundaries, the physical and the energetic boundaries. Allow that core star flow to flow everywhere. Feel in your body where do you feel things kind of moving or energy more difficult to go through there? It's okay. Just bring more love there. Just bring more love. You're safe. You are enough. You are worthy. You are free. You are embodied light. Some of these statements might have more response within you. Each of these statements corresponds to one of the character structures. You are safe corresponds to the schizoid structure. You are enough corresponds to the oral structure. You are good and worthy corresponds to the psychopathic structure. You are free corresponds to the masochistic structure. You are light corresponds to the rigid structure. It is what they have come to learn. Wherever you feel you need to bring more love, that core star energy, it's flowing up into your heart. By flowing up into your heart, it enters the auric level, through which it can access the chakras and feed them and fill them and the subtle bodies of the aura. Core star flow. There might be energies that get moved around, little places where we hold energy blocks or clouds, places that were created by our defense structures in order to protect wounds and traumas of not feeling safe, of not feeling that we're enough, of not feeling good, of not feeling free, of not feeling connected to our essence. And we allow these energies to come up. It's so simple. It just comes up. without us trying to force or do anything. Just let the flow happen. The energies that are ready to be released, that feel safe enough to be released, simply come up the central line. You don't mentally interact. You simply observe and witness as it gravitates back towards the central line and naturally gravitates upwards to go back to source, to go back to God. Allowing whatever feels safe to come up and out, to go back into the arms of pure God essence. Up and out. Love and tenderness and presence is what we offer as our core essence simply expands and nourishes and energizes. It's like the more we embody high frequencies of energy, the more any lower frequencies, they're transmuted. They can't survive the higher frequency, and it's okay, because our goal isn't to stay in survival. Our goal is to remember what we truly are, so that we can bring into this body the divine pleasure of creating and expressing the light that we are. Oh, yeah. You are here to heal patterns that have been on this earth for a long time. You have chosen to incarnate in many contexts in which you were able to feel these energies and these patterns of energy flows, these relational interactions, and everything you have ever chosen was always based on what you wanted to heal in this world and the contribution you wanted to bring to us remembering the light that we are, to us remembering that we came to express the energy of creation. All these belief systems, all these experiences, all these hardships that we've had as individuals, as societies, as collective of life experiences, all of it, it is all in the goal of bringing the light, the pure light of consciousness into it. Contributing to the ability of spiritual divine energy frequency to come into the denser worlds, to spiritualize matter, to bring high consciousness into form. Understanding that and knowing that whatever belief systems you took on or created or believed or hooked into, they were your playground. They are your playground through which you can have fun bringing in more light. So with that understanding, celebrating and giving that core star flow energy to the belief systems we have carried and held and helped to create. Belief systems about not being safe in the world, not being enough, being bad, being controlled and invaded, or needing to be someone we're not. All of these, they were the playground for you to come back to your deep spiritual nature, to the fact that you are an eternal being of light and you can flow energy out, to knowing your inherent goodness and the goodness of all other beings, to knowing that you are free to express yourself any way you want, and to be authentic. That's pretty amazing. So just in this last part, this last 5 minutes, knowing all this deep within yourself, allowing this to shine forth, feeling that the heart of God shines its light down upon you and you are fully able to receive it. You are fully able to allow the golden egg around you to receive that pure divine mind frequency, to connect to the deepest truth that literally melts away all belief systems. That golden cocoon around you, that's where you hold the belief systems. Letting that pure God level truth of what you really are shine down and activate that cocoon, activate that golden orb. All of this is connected with your core star and with the core star of the earth. All of it at once. Let the all-loving energy of creation infuse your belief systems. Whatever color it wants to be, bring it. Maybe it's shiny gold. Maybe it remains rose. Maybe it's just a feeling. However your imagination wants to play with you. Feel it. Everywhere. Feel it everywhere in you, your aura, but also feel it everywhere in the earth and all of the aura of the earth. Uphold seeing everything as it truly is. Not through the fears, through what you know it is. And even though you don't need to, you can use the breath to amplify it. You can use the inhale to concentrate all that core star energy even deeper into your sacred heart space. And exhale, expand it everywhere throughout your field and throughout the world. Or you can just feel that it's all happening anyways. Oh, yes. At your pace. You're already deeply centered in your body. You're just slowly coming back, moving gently. When you're ready, slowly opening your eyes without losing that deep connection. Beautiful. I'm gonna give you all a chance to come back, have a little sip of water.